T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you both. 909. You know, sometimes you have disagreements with people, and it's important to put those aside, even those disagreements may be major. For example, Steve Scalise, U.S. Congressman, House Majority Leader, went to Rummel, and I went to Shaw. But yet, Steve, we have to put that aside and find some common ground, don't we?
Well, first, Raider pride, Tommy. Good to be with you.
Yeah, go but Eagles.
I did go to LSU after that, I know. And I think we all can root for the LSU Lady Tigers tonight.
Amen.
And
how about that baseball
really
team?
Really looking to see what Mulkey's going to be wearing tonight.
And how about that baseball team?
Baseball team's number one.
Man.
I had some fun with my Arkansas colleagues last week because they won the first game and thought, okay, look at us, and then we won the next two by a pretty sizable margin. So go Tigers.
You're a baseball guy, 6'6", 240. Paul Skeens up there throwing that fastball at your head. You standing in or not? You want any part of that?
You got to stay in there. I've been hit by pretty fast pitches
really?
A few times, and you feel it, but you gotta hang in there.
I want no part of that at all. I want no part of that at all. Let's talk about the indictment of former President Trump. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's clear how political this is. I mean, you look at the DA. This guy's known historically in Manhattan for letting hardened criminals out in a city where crime is out of control. He brags about letting out hardened criminals. And then he's a local DA filing a federal charge where the federal government didn't even charge President Trump. You know, and I think the question you have to ask is, if this was any other politician, if this was Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, had a similar charge against her and she was able to settle it with a fine, would he have treated anybody else differently if their name wasn't Donald Trump? And I think most people know the answer to that. And I think that's what disgusts them when they see somebody abusing their power to go after political enemies. That happens in third world countries. It shouldn't happen here in America.
Do you think this is going to help him overall?
Well, I mean, you can see people are rallying behind President Trump because they know it's about fairness. I mean, if his name was anything other than Donald Trump, these charges wouldn't have been filed. Again, the feds didn't file charges, and it was a federal charge that they were making. And the statute of limitations ran out, too. But, you know, what does the law matter to this DA who brags about letting hardened criminals out of jail to go create more victims of crime in New York?
Let's talk about the Lower Energy Cost Act that got out of the House. Tell me about that, if you will.
Yeah, the Lower Energy Cost Act is a huge win for Louisiana. You know, clearly for American energy policy, we need to get our energy policy right. Right now we're becoming too dependent on foreign countries for our oil, our natural gas, even our critical minerals. You know, if you want to make computer chips or electric car batteries or solar panels, over 70% of the parts for those different things come from China. And yet we can't manufacture those here. We have the natural resources here. It's just that the policies block us from using our own natural resources. And so what this does is says, let's have clear rules. Let's have lease sales for oil and gas. Let's have streamlined permitting so that you can go back and build infrastructure again, including pipelines to move energy so you don't need to put it on tankers. And let's keep this in mind, too. If you're concerned about carbon emissions, nobody in the world has the good standards that we have in America. And so right now, President Biden has begged Russia for more oil, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela. Iran's producing more oil. Why shut down America? Because America produces oil better than anybody else in the world. And not only that, it lowers the cost for families who are paying 50% more at the pump. And of course, for us, it means more money for revenue sharing. Because, Tommy, one of the things I was able to include in this bill was increased revenue sharing to the states that produce energy. Today, Louisiana gets 37.5%. I bumped that up to 50%, which is parity with what onshore states get. So for Louisiana, we just saw yesterday an award of $156 million coming to Louisiana for revenue sharing for 2022. That's money that we dedicate to coastal restoration. If my bill was law, instead of $156 million, Louisiana would have gotten about $208 million. That's an extra $50 million we would have gotten to restore Louisiana's coast. So the bill's really good for Louisiana in a lot of ways, and it lowers costs for families who buy energy.
And that's a long-term issue as well, because we talked earlier this week about a coastal cliff that Louisiana could be facing in terms of funding these coastal restoration projects, right?
Yeah, these projects are critical. The state works through a priority list, and then ultimately you got to fund them, and it's billions of dollars to fund the coastal restoration projects. You want to rebuild barrier islands. I've gone out there. I've worked with a lot of the people who build flood protection systems, whether it's in Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish. You know, you talk to the mayor down in Grand Isle. I work with him a lot. You know, Carmel's always there on the front lines when a hurricane comes in. And we saw what Ivan did to knock down those burrito levees. We need to put more hardened rock structures. All that costs money. And when we produce more oil in the Gulf of Mexico, it generates hundreds of millions and ultimately billions of dollars for us to restore our coast and build stronger flood protection. So it serves a lot of really good purposes, and it lowers energy costs for families here in America.
Let me get your take on the school shooting in Nashville. You, victim of an attack yourself, damn near lost your life. What are your thoughts on what can be done? Because everybody wants to do something. You can't just do anything when it comes to school shootings. Or is there anything you can do, or is that just kind of the cost of living in a free society?
Well, I mean, look, and the first thing, and I've said this before, the first thing when you have any kind of tragedy, my first thoughts are to go to pray for the families and the victims, and then to work to get the facts. It really angers me when, as soon as something bad happens, the first thing some people do is try to figure out how to go to promote their own personal political agenda. This isn't the time for that. Get facts. One of the things we have found out is that she initially went to a different school, or was trying to go to a different school, and saw that it was more hardened, it was more secure, and so she went to this Catholic school. And so let's look. Some states do it better than others in terms of hardening schools to protect the kids in the schools better. And let's learn from who's doing it well and who's not, and try to share that. There's a lot of mental health issues, Tommy. And Congress has gotten into this a little bit, and I think we need to dig in more to see where the breakdowns are in mental health, telltale signs. You know, and the other thing is, and I've talked to school shootings, whether it was the victims of the Parkland school shooting had come up to Capitol Hill a few years ago, and I sat down with them because we talked about, you know, what happened to me, but also to them. And I said, look, in most school shootings, I've seen stats over 80% of school shootings, somebody in the school knew they were going to do it before the shooting. And I asked all those kids, I said, how many of you thought that kid was going to become a school shooter? Almost every kid in the room, and we had over 20 kids in my office, every kid raised their hand. I said, you know, if you're in an airport and you see a bag laying by itself, we've gotten conditioned, rightfully so, to say, let's go find a TSA agent because there shouldn't be a bag laying around empty. How many kids are being taught that if you see a sign that you think somebody's about to do harm to themselves or to someone else, go tell an official? That's something I think we need to talk about, too, because many people see the signs before something bad happens, but they just don't say anything about it.
I know you're busy, what with being the House Majority Leader and everything. Anything else, Steve, you wanted to mention before we let you go?
Look, I mean, we've got a lot of challenges down here in South Louisiana. I just did a public service announcement I filmed with Jim Cantore. I think we all know Jim well.
Oh, yeah.
From the Weather Channel. I joked with him, I said, we don't want to see you in New Orleans during hurricane season.
No.
We're happy to get you down here in the off season. But it was about having a plan, and everybody needs to have a plan long before hurricane season hits. And, you know, and let's strengthen and harden our flood protection system. That's why this revenue sharing increase that I was able to get into the Lower Energy Cost Act is so important, is that we always need to continue doing what we need to do to restore our coast and protect our communities from disasters, whatever's going to strike.
What are you hearing in the Senate about this bill?
I've talked to a number of senators already, including on the Democrat side. Look, we had a number of Democrats that voted for the bill yesterday. It wasn't a partisan exercise. A lot of people recognize that good energy policy is critical for our country. And it's not whether or not we're going to use oil and natural gas. It's where are we going to get it from. Right now, we're getting more of it from countries that are hostile towards America. You know, you don't want Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Iran becoming larger players on the global energy stage when America can produce all that we need for our own country and export to our allies around the world, helping them reducing their dependence and ours on hostile foreign countries. And oh, by the way, it'll lower costs for families and lower carbon emissions globally.
So it has a chance?
It has a chance. And you're saying there's a chance, but you've got to fight for smart policy and then ultimately go make your case. And again, that's why I'm talking to a number of senators, both Republican and Democrat, who have a lot of interest in it. You know, and maybe they have some pieces they might want to tweak. That's what the legislative process is all about. But it had to start with the House taking action. And there were some people that said we couldn't pass the bill out of the House. We had a really strong vote out of the House yesterday, and a bipartisan one at that. It's really good policy for the country. So let's keep promoting it. Let's try to get it through the Senate onto the president's desk.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Hey, great being with you. Go Tigers.
You got that right. Steve Scalise, U.S. Congressman, House Majority Leader. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to wrap it up for the week and lighten it up with Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.